Live from WGCU News, I'm Rachie Iacoboni. While some observers of Florida's water woes see an obvious correlation between Lake Okeechobee releases and the worst red tide outbreak in modern memory, scientists are trying to pinpoint the cause through research. WGCU's Julie Glenn reports.
The phrase all hands on deck is cliche, but it's the literal situation on this boat on loan from a Captains for Clean Water member. A team of FGCU scientists and local fishing guides are navigating the back bays towards the Caloosahatchee River.
Because we're looking for the stuff they're dumping out of Lake O.
Dr. Bill Mitch wants to grab a water sample that he'll take back to the lab to analyze. He's looking for specific isotopes of nitrogen.
There's an isotope of nitrogen and isotope of oxygen that are very rare. Their relative concentrations tell you a lot about where the water came from. In other words, whether it went through a domestic wastewater treatment plant, came from the atmosphere, or came from agriculture, and so on. So it pinpoints, it's got a different signal for each.
Dr. Mitch drops his Van Dorn water trap into the murky brown Caloosahatchee right under the U.S. 41 bridge. He sends down the weight that sets off the trap and pulls up a turbid sample from about a foot down. Captains for Clean Water co-founder Daniel Andrews is on board.
There'll definitely be a wedge right here. There's always a wedge.
He's fished these waters his whole life, and after pointing out where he caught his first snook, he says the degradation of this estuary is tragically outpacing scientific evidence of its demise.
You know, that's why we're out here trying to get this data so that we can back up what we're seeing.
He's showing Dr. Mitch, who's an eminent scholar and director of the Everglades Wetlands Research Park, exactly where the fresh water meets the Gulf, where the worst fish kills are, and where the red tide blooms look the strongest.
But I'm learning from him. He should give me college credit.
This is pretty thick concentration.
It looks
about 80 to 100 yards.
The boat heads out into the Gulf for another water sample, this time in the middle of a thick patch of red tide off Fort Myers Beach, where a small school of fish surfaces. They wriggle around and appear to gasp for the cleaner air above before sinking beneath the brownish red water and disappearing. The water trap is tripped again by Dr. Mitch, and this sample of red tide will be examined for nitrogen isotopes to see if they match the nitrogen found flowing out of the Caloosahatchee. Like many, he has an idea of what he'll find.
My hypothesis will be when we were 20 miles out, that's where we started yesterday, 20 miles away from the shore, that we will see the nitrogen out there, it won't be as high, and we will probably see that it came from the atmosphere. As we get closer, we will start to see higher and higher concentrations of nitrogen, and it will have a higher signal that it's coming from farmland or whatever.
It's an assertion yet to be scientifically proven because until now, no one's tested it. Captain Andrews fully expects science to back up something that seems plain as day to him and to most people who make a living on the water.
It's a common sense thing to me. We're seeing red tide in the same areas that we're seeing other algal blooms and a lot of nutrients in the water. So yes, I absolutely do think that this red tide is being significantly exacerbated by the nutrients in these discharges.
Dr. Mitch hopes to have the results from these water tests in about a month. Julie Glenn, WGCU News, Fort Myers.